Morning.
Good morning. Is your name Jane?
Yes.
Jane, thank you so much for talking to us today. Can you tell me what it was like for you last night?
It was just terrible. That's twice it's happened to me. I can't talk about it. Only for my daughter, she came round. And the whole place is flooded.
Pardon? Just take your time, Jane, because I want people to hear what happened to you last night. You were in your home. Can you describe what it was like?
I was going to go. We always go to a meeting down the church, and next thing the rain come on, and I was standing in the working kitchen, and the whole flood come right in on my in my working kitchen, and then my daughter came, and the whole right up the hall and up the stairs, and I was left flooded again, and that was supposed to be fixed. That river, I live just beside the river. That was supposed to be fixed. Even when my daughter went around for sandbags, she couldn't get them. Or somebody had the key or something. And it just was flooded, and I had to come back to her house today.
And this has happened to you before?
Yes, it happened the last time, a few months ago. A few years ago, sorry. And it happened, and it was to be fixed. The river was all to be fixed up. And the Greenway. But they do nothing, just tell lies. And I'm 84, and that's twice I've been out of my house.
Tell me the impact this has on you, Jane.
Terrible, terrible. Just, it's awful. Somebody taking your home from you. And if I had my daughter to go to, I don't know what I would do if I walk in the streets. That's all I can say to you. Sorry for crying, but I can't help it.
Listen, Jane.
Yes.
Don't you be sorry, because I am so, so sorry this has happened to you, Jane.
Yes.
And I'm trying my very, very best to give people like you a very loud voice.
Thank
so that someone, someone will stand up in a position of leadership and stop this happening.
But they don't just say, you tell you lies all the time. We went to meetings up in the church about it and all. There was never nothing done. And everybody spoke out. And my neighbour next door too, she wouldn't even come out of the house. She was that disgusted and tired. I don't know what we'll do. If I hadn't had family, I just don't know where it would be. Maybe sitting up in the park somewhere at home. So thanks for listening to me.
Jane, it's my pleasure. And let's see, you know, I'm just trying not to get angry.
And they promise you the things, but they don't do them, Nolan. You know, they don't. Because that river could have been all fixed. I'm in that house well over 60 years. And they were fixing it all that time. All you get was, when the river was so dirty, we used to say about it, and they were coming out to clean, never came. I don't know what to do with them, but they get.
Like someone of your age, any of us, we want to feel safe in our home.
Yes, and I could live with my daughters, but I love my own home. And many a time they say to leave the house, you know, because I live on a hill, and I say, I'll try to go up the hill. We all do.